This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 108, revile not those, abuse not those who they worship besides Allah. Abuse not those who they worship besides Allah, lest in their ignorance they will abuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Quran does not give you permission to abuse, revile, criticize gods who they worship besides Allah, lest in their ignorance they will abuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While doing da'wah, you should never abuse or degrade the gods who they worship, even it may not be the true God. You are not supposed to abuse or revile it, lest in their ignorance they will abuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you understand the concept of God in religion, and if we spread this correct concept of God in Islam, in Christianity, in Judaism, in Hinduism, in Parsiism, in Sikhism, it's the same. This is the only factor that can unite all the human beings under one banner, under one umbrella. If we agree that our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher is the same one God, our differences will be resolved. But due to passage of time, the followers of the religion have deviated from the true concept. So it's our duty to get them back to the original concept. And the brotherhood which the Quran speaks about, the word, Arabic word is ummah. When we call about the brotherhood, the Arabic word used in the Quran is ummah. The brotherhood that Quran speaks about does not only travel horizontally throughout the world, that all the human beings in the world are brothers, it even goes vertically up and vertically down. This brotherhood includes all the believers who were there in the past and all the believers who will come in the future. So this brotherhood of faith, of iman, which the Quran speaks about, the ummah, includes all the believers in this world, all the believers that came in the past, and all the believers that will come in the future. And this brotherhood of faith is far superior even than the brotherhood of blood relationship. Quran tells us, and I quoted many verses, that you have to respect your parents. Allah says in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 23 and 24, that we have ordained for you that you worship only one God, and that you be kind to your parents. And if one of them or both of them reach old age, do not say uff to them. Do not say a word of contempt, but rather low to them your wing of humility and address them in honor and pray to the Lord that cherish them as they cherish me in childhood. Quran says you have to love your parents, respect your parents. And if they become old, one or both of them, do not say uff to them, because our Creator knows that in old age, the person becomes senile and may say or do things which may not be acceptable by a normal human being. But Allah says, don't say uff to them, but rather pray to Almighty God that bless them as they cherish me in childhood. Allah says in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31, verse number 14, that we have enjoined on the human beings to be kind to the parents. In travail upon travail did the mother bore you, and in pain did she give you birth. Besides saying respecting and loving your parent, that is brotherhood of blood relationship. But Allah also says in Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 24, Kul in kana abaukum. Say whether it be your fathers, wa abnaukum, or your sons, wa ikhwanukum, or your brothers, wa azwajukum, or your spouses, husband and wife, wa ashiratukum, or your relatives. Allah says, Kul in kana abaukum, wa abnaukum, wa ikhwanukum, wa azwajukum, wa ashiratukum, wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha, wa tijaratun takshawna qasada, wa masakinu tarzawnaha. The wealth that you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live. If you love all these 8 things, your fathers, your sons, your spouses, your relatives, your brothers, the wealth you have amassed, the business in which you deal, the house in which you live, all these 8 things, Allah continues, Ahabba ilaykum minallahi wa rasulihi wa jihadin fi sabili. If you love all these 8 things more than Allah, more than His Rasul, and more than doing jihad, striving and struggling in His way, Allah says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا wait, حَتَّى يَعْتِي اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ, until Allah brings about a decision unto you. وَاللَّهُ لَا هَدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, and Allah guides not the fasiq people. When he says you have to love and respect your parents, at the same time he says that if you love your father, if you love your son, if you love your brother, if you love your wife, if you love your relatives, if you love the wealth you have amassed, if you love the house in which you live, if you love your business more than Allah, His Rasul, and doing jihad in His way, fatarabbasu. You wait. Hatta ya'ti Allahu bi amri, until Allah brings about His destruction unto you. Wallahu la hadil kumul fasiqeen. And Allah guides not the fasiq people. Here Allah is giving importance to Allah, His Rasul, and striving in His way more than your blood relationships. Allah says in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 135, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O you believe, stand out for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against yourself, against your parents, against your relatives, whether rich or poor, Allah protects all. And we have several examples in the Quran, great, evident examples, which prove that the brotherhood of Iman, the brotherhood of faith, is far superior even than the brotherhood of blood relationship.